You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vadrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And would you believe it is that time of the year again? No, not Christmas, the What's On Stage Awards. Now, these are the only major theatre awards in the UK that are both nominated and then awarded by you, the general public. So it's a great way to support your favourite theatre performers and your favourite shows. Now, the nominees were announced this week and voting has just opened. You have until the 10th of January to cast your vote, so plenty of time. Just follow the link here in the post and it will take you to the voting page and show you the full list of nominations across all 24 categories. But I thought I would just take the time to run you through some of the big hitters and some of the things to look out for, starting with the shows that are leading the pack this year. So the Royal Shakespeare Company's production of My Neighbour Totoro has the most nominations of any production, with a total of 9 nominations and a good selection across a range of categories too, including Best Performer in a Play for Mae Mack, Best Direction for Feeling McDermott, and Best New Play as well. Then as for the musicals, the show with the most nominations is the new version of Oklahoma, you know, the one that's come over from Broadway as kind of an edgier, darker version of the Rodgers and Hammerstein classic. That's got 8 nominations, including Best Musical Revival. Now, I personally think categories like Best Musical Revival and Best Musical are going to be very difficult to call this year, wholly for the fact that the public get to vote in these awards. Now, don't get me wrong, I think it is wonderful that theatre fans get to have their say and often will be looking at different things than a panel of judges or theatre experts, so to speak. And so the shows that win in the What's On Stage Awards are often a better reflection of what audiences actually think and what audiences maybe want to see more of on stage. On the flip side, it does also mean that votes tend to get skewed in favour of shows and performers that appeal more to a younger, more online demographic. And so while something like Oklahoma is a really fascinating piece of theatre and would probably do quite well in a more traditional award show, it is up against some big fan favourites that are probably more likely to appeal to the kind of people who will be voting for the winners, if that makes sense. I mean, in the Best Musical Revival category, we've got things like Grease at the Dominion Theatre, Spring Awakening at the Almeida, My Fair Lady at the London Coliseum, the show that made history by casting a black actress, Amara Okereke, as Eliza Doolittle, Oklahoma, as I've already said, Billy Elliot at the Leicester Curve, which I saw myself and it really was spectacular, and then also Legally Blonde at Regent's Park Open Air Theatre, which cast Courtney Bowman, a plus-size woman of colour, in the lead role of Elle Woods. Like, hand on heart, any of them could and maybe should win, other than Grease, sorry, but it is likely that of that selection, Legally Blonde is going to be the one that has the voting fan base on side already. The same goes for Best New Musical, where we've got The Band's Visit, Tammy Faye, The Great British Bake Off Musical, The Osmonds, Identical, and Bonnie and Clyde. Like, Bonnie and Clyde is going to win that. Do you know what kind of mass appeal it has with the voting audience? Especially when you've got people like What's On Stage favourite Jordan Luke Gage in one of the title roles. Again, not a criticism at all. I think it's a really interesting way to approach an award ceremony, and in no way should it be looked down on in relation to more traditional awards, but it really does mean that you can have your say and change everything. And that's only one of the reasons that I kind of like and respect the What's On Stage Awards. Another is the fact that they are leading the way in making their categories as inclusive as possible. Last year, they'd split the performance categories into Best Performer in a Male Identifying Role and Best Performer in a Female Identifying Role for both the musicals and plays. This year, they have taken it a step further, and you now just have Best Performer in a Musical and Best Performer in a Play. Some big names on the list for both of those categories, so again, would hate to have to call who will be getting the wins there. I also love that they've introduced a category for best takeover performance to recognise and reward people who didn't originate a role but have picked it up at some point in the run. Now, normally awards only go to people who play the part originally, so it really is nice to see performers getting recognition like this. So in that category, you've got Lauren Byrne, who has recently taken over the role of Miss Honey in Matilda. There's Erin Caldwell, who is now playing Veronica in Heathers. Lucy Jones, who took on the part of Elphaba in Wicked earlier this year. Reuben Joseph, who is now Alexander Hamilton in Hamilton. Ben Joyce, who took over the role of Marty McFly in Back to the Future. And then last, but by no means least, Joel Harper Jackson, who basically saved the play Cock when Taron Egerton was forced to pull out for personal reasons. And Joel, who was already understudying the part, he got bumped up to the lead. Like, that backstory alone would probably be enough to guarantee him the award if it existed in more traditional ceremonies, but the fan aspect here would probably make me put my money on either Heathers or Wicked personally. But we'll see. Whatever happens, it should be a really fun ceremony, and there are a plethora of incredible shows that have been nominated who will likely be giving performances on the night. So in addition to the new musicals and the revivals, there are award categories for Best Concert Event, which scoops up things like Chess and Treason and The Witches of Eastwick, as well as Best West End Show and Best Off West End Show. So plenty of choice across the board. Of course, there are also different play-specific categories, but A, I'm less interested in those as this is a musical theatre specialist show. And B, actually for a lot of the technical categories, plays and musicals are combined, so it's kind of a free-for-all. As I've said though, you can see the full list of nominations across all 24 categories via the link here in the post, and that's where you can also cast your vote for your favourites. You have until the 10th of January to do so, and then the winners will be revealed in a special concert on the 12th of February, which tickets are on sale for now. You have the power to choose who wins though, and this is the only major UK awards that you can say that for, so do go and check out the nominations and cast your votes now. And on that note, I will say goodbye to you. We are rapidly heading towards Christmas, so I'm aware that things may be a little bit up in the air regarding when episodes of the podcast are coming out. There should be one next Sunday, which is the week before Christmas, just to let you know about some of the Fab Theatre productions that you'll be able to watch on TV this Christmas time, but we will then be having a bit of a break between Christmas and New Year itself. So just make sure that you're following on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN, as I'll have all the latest information for you there, and I would not want you to miss out on anything, would I? After all, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until next week, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.